The thing is, in the old days, is that life expectancy was a lot less than it is now. So you've then got all of this accumulation of knocks and blows, which over the course of our life layer, which ultimately, if not released, will become stagnation in the body and it will increase our ill health. This wisdom that I've been distilling has come from the ancients. It's a huge, great amalgamation and distillation of basically everything I've done, everything I've learned, and everything that I stand for. Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. In today's episode, I'm going to introduce to you the concept of what the Own Your Health system is. Now, it's a system which I have distilled from all of my years in practice as a therapist, as a Chinese medicine practitioner, and also from just living my life as an individual, sort of growing up in the UK, living abroad, learning how other people necessarily do things, bring it all back, and listening to everyone talking and my own life experiences as well. So it's a huge, great amalgamation and distillation of basically everything I've done, everything I've learned, and everything that I stand for. I thought in today's episode that I would introduce to you the three key questions that I have learned that everybody basically asks when they come and speak to me. So when you get sick, by and large, what you're going to say is one or all of the three things, which is, why am I ill? What do I need to do to sort it out? And how am I going to manage to fit that into my already ridiculously busy life? And those are the three things that we need to understand. And it's off that I created the Own Your Health system. Because once those three key questions get answered, then you're going to be in a good position to support yourself along with all of the advice and practices that your Western medicine practitioner is offering you. So I just want to say at the beginning of this episode that this is not a replacement for Western medicine advice. You must always consult your doctor. But this is an attempt to distill the alternative healthcare system. Because one of the problems that we're faced with is that the Western healthcare system is organized. It's constructed in a way that we all understand. So that we all understand what happens when we get sick, whether we go and see the pharmacist, then we see the doctor, and then we take a prescription, and then we go and see a consultant. And there's a process that we go through that we're all bought into. Now, when we come out of that system, or we want to support that system for whatever reason, you then enter into the world of alternative therapy. Now, the problem with that bit is that the alternative therapy system has got lots and lots of fantastic things that we can do, but by and large, it's a bit sclerotic. We're just sort of bombarded, especially now with social media, with all sorts of amazingly useful things to do, but often that can lead to a lot of confusion and patients ultimately saying to me, well, I've tried this and it didn't work, and then I'm taking this supplement but I'm not sure if it's right, and you know, and I'm still feeling rubbish, so I'm not really sure what I should be doing about it, and it gets complicated, and it can often also get costly. So that was the reason why I took some time out of everything to just sit there and go, right, literally at this exact table where I'm sitting right now, I got loads of bits of paper out and thought, right, here's everything and all the confusion and all the stuff going on. Over here at the end of my table are people who are suffering, people who need extra support. And then over here is the truth from which humanity was born. Because ultimately, this wisdom that I've been distilling has come from the ancients. All of this had been worked out in the first place. But unfortunately, over the midst of time, it's got a little bit confused and muddled. And it's like a sort of 10,000 piece jigsaw, which has been sort of broken apart, thrown up into the air, and it's all cascaded right back down again. And the last couple of hundred years have been up in the air. It's taken a couple of hundred years for it to kind of come back down. And now we've got to piece it all back together again. Okay, so are you sitting comfortably? Because let's begin. So it starts with a little bit of a history lesson. Because really what I wanted to do, and this is going to come out in the book, was sort of give you a little bit of a sort of Big Bang Theory introduction to why we've ended up where we are. The idea of answering the question, why am I ill, is not to oversimplify where we've been for the last couple of thousand years, but to just really sort of pull out the highlights and the headlines, okay? As if to say, right, what's going on? Well, the bottom line is that we had a system of healthcare that has been all over the world for thousands of years. Because humanity has been evolving over millions of years, and we've evolved out of the land from whence we came, okay? And the reality is that great brains and masters and humanity itself has been developing systems of care for the very people that have inhabited the land in order to preserve life, because it's the fundamental thing that we're here to do. to live. And therefore, it's not something that was just suddenly created by Western doctors in the 18th century. The reality is that we've got healthcare systems that were intact for thousands of years. And then what's happened is we've kind of lost them, or we've lost connection to them, or we've lost meaning to them, or they look irrelevant, or they look shamanic, or they don't look like they make sense in the modern day world, and we've lost touch with them. Now, there's sort of three main reasons, broad brush, as to why this has taken place. Partly because of colonization, because over the last few thousand years, various societies have ended up colonizing other societies. And whilst lots of examples of colonization has shown good things, also other not so good things have happened at the same time. And the erosion of the ways that things were done in that localized area that then was subject to colonization became homogenized simultaneously, a bit like how globalization is doing it now. So we can, in the modern day world, look at how globalization has rendered many capital cities looking relatively similar to each other, or for example, the UK high street, one can often see that it's always the same shops. So you've lost a little bit of local flavor, and that you can sort of push back a few thousand years and the same thing has happened. And as a result, we've lost a level of our kind of local wisdom and local narrative in that process. Then what happened is we've got a process of politicization. So a lot of spiritual belief systems over the centuries had become politicized as well. A really famous example of the politicization of, say, spiritual belief is when Henry VIII removed himself from the Catholic faith. It's not about whether we are or aren't Christian or whether we are or aren't in agreement with that. The fact is, historically, there was a chasm which took place, and as a result of which the Church of England was formed, and it was quite a political being at the time because it was rooted in politics rather than a spiritual belief system. And as a result of which, many things were removed out of the service or the ceremonies that were done within the church system, which we all are now living at this moment in time. Now, this is not a podcast to go into people's spiritual belief systems, but when we're talking about people's health, one of the things that I'm talking about in a future episode is what I call the pyramid of health. And in order to be healthy, our bodies have three things which sit in a little sort of isosceles pyramid, which is your physical health at the bottom, which is your physical symptoms, followed by your emotional health, which sits in the middle, which is how you feel. And then at the top, you've got your spiritual health, which is basically that connection to your higher self and your divine self. Okay, now that's where it starts to become beliefs. But the importance of understanding the answer to the question, why am I ill, does really rely on the fact that we have to understand that the human being is compromised of these three layers, and they're all interconnected, and they're all talking and communicating and engaging with one another on an ongoing basis. But then what's happened over history is spiritual belief and medicine were also separated, and then in time spiritual belief had also become politicized as well. So you can start to see how things have possibly become a little bit fragmented over time. And then what happens is we're all born sort of late 20th century, early 21st century, depending on how old you are, and we've just inherited what it is, without perhaps necessarily questioning whether it's right or wrong. It's just how things are. So it's just important to just notice that this colonization, politicization is a really, and separation is a really important aspect as to why perhaps we're ill when we didn't necessarily need to be. Now, aside from all of that little bit, then you've also got the Industrial Revolution. So industrialization, what that started to do was separate the human from nature. That's when you started to have people coming out of living in rural communities and then all kind of like en masse coming into the cities, and the cities became quite big, they became quite polluted, and as a result, we were alienated from the natural rhythm of life. Now, again, I go into more detail about this in future episodes, but suffice to say that the way that we understand this in Chinese medicine is that not only do we have the four seasons, but you actually have 24 seasonal nodes that come throughout the course of the year. Now, that's coming in thick and fast, and that is the level of detail to which the human body actually needs to relate to the natural world around it. Now, in the course of the first sort of version 1.0 of Own Your Health into this slightly new revised format, which I'm doing, I have myself moved myself out of the countryside, and I'm now basically living in a city environment. Now, there's many reasons why that's happened. And what I have actively learned from doing that, from being a born and bred Londoner, moving out to the countryside and coming back to where I used to live, is that you are inevitably alienated from the rhythm of nature when you're living in an urban environment. And many, many, many of us live in urban environments. So we are then alienated from this rhythm. And it's not healthy. Now, it's not the end of the world if you are, because as I always say, knowledge is power. So as long as you know, and as long as you're aware of what the seasonal node is you're in, and as long as you compensate for the fact that it's not literally on your doorstep and just available by just opening your back door and walking outside, you can actually take active steps to rectify that. Now, then the next bit is really where we're living now, which is modernization. So pretty much everybody listening to this podcast is going to have been born into the process of extreme modernization. So most of us were born late 20th century. Some of my audience I know is early 21st century, but basically we've been born into the tech age. Now, it's an amazing time to be alive. It means that I can connect this wisdom to you and you can sit there in the comfort of your own home on a device and learn all this cool stuff. I mean, how brilliant is that? But it comes at a price. And the thing about the price is it's just about knowing what to do and how to offset the detrimental effect of what it is. Like anything, too much of anything becomes a poison. That is the theory of Chinese medicine and definitely of Ayurvedic medicine as well. So too much of anything is a poison. So all you have to do is know how to offset the negative bits and take the good stuff. So obviously technological hygiene is important. Making sure that who you're following and who you're engaging with bring you joy and useful information. And if they're bringing you anything other than that, I would urge you to stop following them. If a comparison starts to come in where you start to think, oh, they do this, and oh, I feel like that as a result, or, you know, no, don't follow them. There's always going to be someone out there doing something better or more curated than you in that particular aspect of your life, because there's just more on offer now than there ever was before. But the problem with the amazing high tech that we now live in, where we have virtual reality, which is so realistic that it becomes actually very difficult for the human body. Remember that the body is organized and ruled by its organs, and your organs are, whilst modern because they're in your body, they circuit to the ancient beats of the rhythms of what it is that they're doing. And this is the rhythm of the earth, okay, and the rhythm of the sky. So our bodies don't necessarily understand that if you're watching an amazing box set late at night and it's very violent and people are getting murdered or there's awful things happening, as far as your organs are concerned, that violence is real. Especially if you then look at, say, because of the advancements of the technological age, that cinema now, compared to, say, I don't know, the 1930s, is a radically different beast than it was in the olden days. In the cinema in the old days was quite clearly stylized entertainment, whereas now it's bigger and better than anything before. And that has a detrimental impact on our bodies if we don't know how to offset it. Now, this is all why, okay? All this stuff I've just said, and you're sitting there going, what? I've just got headaches, Katie. What are you talking about? Why do I need to know about the Roman Empire in order to solve my headaches? Well, the answer is you don't really. I'm just being thorough, because we're not just this society that just emerged out of when we were all born and now listening to this, okay? Mankind has evolved over thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And the last couple of thousand years have been speeding up. And they've got faster and faster and faster and faster, to the point of which here we are right now in the present, where it practically changes on an hour by hour basis. But we need to understand that our bodies are still nonetheless vibrating and pulsating and existing to the ancient rhythms. Because the ancient rhythms haven't changed. The rhythms and the movement of the universe above us and the earth below us is still as it was thousands of years ago. And all we need to do is understand what they are, because over the course of colonization, politicization, industrialization, and modernization, we've just lost connection. And all we have to do is, like, literally the Sistine Chapel. So at the moment, we're a bit like that. All we have to do is just put the two things together, let the energy flow, and all of a sudden, you're straight back where you needed to be. And you are going to feel better for it. Now, then what happens is, because it's no longer like this, so an aligned, happy, connected body is this, okay? It's a really nice way of showing it. So then what happens is it goes off a little bit, like that. So it's not drastic. You're not really going to notice it. There are way too many distractions going on in this day and age. There's over-the-counter medications, which you can easily just pop into your chemist and go and buy. You know, you can just take a Nurofen, you can just put plaster on it. You know, you can deal with this problem really, really quickly, okay? But the reality is that if we don't address it at this stage, what's going to happen is our lifestyles are going to make us sick. And that's what's going on. Because the root of our lifestyle is the very world we're incarnated into is already misaligned all by itself. Then in you come with your lifestyle, with your stuff, with your partner and your parents and possibly your children or your career or the fact that you're not doing a career that you enjoy or you don't enjoy working with your partners or your bosses or you don't like your commute or you're not getting in enough exercise, you're not breathing in fresh air, you're not eating fresh food, you're not doing what you wanted to do. Your soul isn't nourished by what you do, any of those things. And most patients, when I drill into them, I'm afraid to say it's almost at some point or other all of those things, perhaps not all at the same time. And at this point, I'm not even including the big curveballs. Okay, so that first little stream I've just given you is a whole load of just normal things that happen. That's just can't grumble, that's just modern living, right? Well, then in come the curveballs. Bereavement, job loss, uncertainty, big political news, wars, major adversity that comes in and knocks the stuffing out of you, where perhaps you've suffered from COVID and you can't get your health back on track, or you had a surgery that went wrong, or somebody that you really loved died suddenly, or the loss of a pet, or a car accident, or you witness something horrendous going on outside. Tragedies, things that happen to us all the time where we have to basically nonetheless keep on going because we have to. We've got no choice. Now, the thing is, in the old days, is that life expectancy was a lot less than it is now. I mean, the average lifespan this time 100 years ago was roughly 40 years, give or take, 35 to 45. So roughly about 40. Now, most people in my audience is older than that. Now, I'm not saying that's a good thing that our life expectancy was 40, but it did bring an end to what was going on. Now, what then happens now is the end doesn't hit at 40, it's more likely to hit at 80. So you've then got all of this accumulation of knocks and blows, which over the course of our life, layer, it's like a lasagna, it's like layer upon layer upon layer upon layer, until you end up with so many things that have happened because our lives are long. And so what then happens is this requirement that we're going through now as a society, where we need to understand how to release and process and purify and let go and allow ourselves to constantly be clearing the slate. We are an ongoing process of accumulation, which ultimately, if not released, will become stagnation in the body and it will clog us up and it will increase our ill health. So once again, if we're wondering why suddenly we're 40, say, and this is a very common thing, I have many, many people come into my clinic going, I've got adult acne. I never had spots as a teenager. I'm now 48 years old and now I'm getting spots. What's going on? It's a classic example. The toxin load in the body is higher in our older years than it was when we were teenagers. And whilst the hormone levels are different, it's not just hormones that creates acne, it's toxicity as well. And toxicity can come in through high levels of hormone production, but also can come in through the environment around us. And it builds up and it backs up and it clogs. And therefore then the body, which is desperately trying to purify itself, is going to start creating avenues and options, which is usually the skin in the first instance, because the skin is the largest excretory organ of the body, to release the toxins. Problem solved. But the fact is that we need to kind of clear the pathways as we go along. And this is why we're getting sick, because we are accumulating and we're not letting go. Partly because we don't know how to, partly because we've lost connection to the ancient ways of purging and nourishing and clearing the circulatory systems, like, say, the Roman bathhouses. The ways that we had historically to release out the accumulation of the negativity and the toxins and the stagnation, all the rest of it, have been slightly lost over the course of politicization, industrialization, and modernization. But it's coming back now, okay? So it's important to adopt these things because they are indeed coming back. That's why we are sick. And that is why I have set about creating this Own Your Health system, so that what we can do is really just understand, just take a few, I hope, entertaining hours out of your life as I release this to you week by week and episode by episode, so that we can understand why. That's why, okay? So the question is, well, all right, so I understand why now, that basically I'm no longer aligned. I need to therefore take preventative measures to ensure that this lack of alignment that's going on out there is compensated for, so that then I can get myself back into a healthy space. And then what will happen is I just need to do a few simple techniques which will always safeguard the symptoms, because I know that my body tends to either, I don't know, example, store the problem in fat cells. So that's the kind of person that goes, I only need to look at a piece of cake and I put weight on, that person. Or another person will be in their joints, or another person will be headaches, another person will be period pains, another person will be skin conditions, or sleep, or stress. These are the low-level things that start to affect everybody. You come into my clinic and chances are you're going to give me at least one. So then what we do is that then takes us simply into the what do I then do? Well, what you do is you align yourself by just knowing what to do and compensating for the fact that it's not easy pickings to do it. You just have to adopt a few things, and then you have to adopt a couple more things, like encouraging the circulation to flow, doing a cold shower, tapping the body, a few breathing techniques, making sure you're conscious about how many steps you're getting in each day, trying to do a stretch class at least once a week, minimum, ideally every day, a few stretches, so that you can bring in the things that you need to do to stop this lack of alignment getting a foothold in the body and creating the symptoms. That's what you do. That is the preventative step. And then last but by no means least, you then go to the treatment bit. So that when life really shifts in the curveballs and it gets really, really difficult, that's when, you know, the ante has been upped. So at that point, you bring in the treatments. That's when you start spending money. That's when you bring in the big guns. That's when you bring in a relationship with a third party practitioner. And remember what I said at the beginning, all of this is done in relationship to your GP. The first thing to say to you here about an actual technique to do, because a lot of this has been me chatting, is just commit to your routine. That is the most important thing before you spend any money on anybody, not even before you've bought a product or downloaded it, even the app's free actually, but you know, before you've spent a penny, just commit to your diary, commit to your self-care, because commitment is key. Because if you're not consistent, you won't get the results. It's very, very simple. You just start with diarying your life. So all you have to do is diary your food. So make sure that your 3 meals a day, or if you're fasting, 2 meals a day, whatever it is that you're doing, whatever you've decided you're doing for yourself, is in your diary. It's a no-brainer. It's so easy, but we don't do it. What we do is we diary all the things we're doing. So all the outside, where our energy is going out, it's in your diary, okay? So if you've got to be here or there, or you've got this meeting or that meeting or this appointment, you've got to do the school run, whatever it is you're doing, that's in your diary. But is your lunch, is your breakfast, is your dinner time, unless you're going out for dinner to meet someone, that'd be in your diary. But is your dinner tonight, if you're staying in, is it in your diary? No. So do that. That's the what do I need to do. That, you're thinking, oh, come on, Kate, that's ridiculous. No, it works. And you'd be amazed how quick your body will start to improve after doing it. So I try as much as I can to do the same thing at the same time every day. It is a very useful technique. And then go deeper into the process by trying to hook your life into what you need first, and then everything else comes second. Whereas what's happening at the moment is everything else comes first and you may not even make the cut. Okay, and it will play havoc with your health. Now, within the what of basically putting a diary in place and going, right, I'm going to try and do the same thing at the same time every day, okay, then there are some really simple things that you need to do. And this is the system. The key to making sure that everything runs smoothly is ensuring that everything runs smoothly. And the way that things run smoothly is via your circulation. And indeed, according to the World Health Organization, 80% of modern day illnesses are as a result of compromised circulation. That's a massive, staggering number, which means basically whatever it is that you're going to tell me about, whatever your problem is, the chances are by improving your circulatory system, you're going to improve things. Right. Well, that sounds absolutely obvious, doesn't it? Yes. But modern living doesn't. Modern living prevents circulation moving smoothly. We sit down too much. We're far too sedentary, and we are not moving all day long. What we should be doing for our bodies is just moving all the time. Okay, and then do some a bit more extreme movement every now and then. But that's not what's happening. What's likely to be happening is vast swathes of the population now in the postmodern society that we live in this information age that we're in, are predominantly sedentary. And then if we're lucky, we might go to the gym sometimes. And on those really, really busy days when you have to miss the gym because you've got too much else going on, those are the days you need to go more than ever. And those are the days you don't go. And then you wonder why you're not sleeping well. So herein lies the problem. We're not moving enough and our circulation is therefore compromised. And as we understand, 80% of the issues that we're all dealing with are as a result in some shape or form of this compromised circulatory system. So logic dictates, once we've got our diaries under control, the next thing is get your circulation under control. So what do you do? Move. move. That sounds really obvious. So what we don't have time to do is stop. I mean, I've been sat here talking for ages. I've been moving my arms a bit. I've not been moving. But what we do is we have to bring in a couple of really simple things that will compensate for the fact that we're not moving enough. So what I always suggest is, first of all, move the breath. So get your mindfulness bell out, download it, have it gonging every hour, just nice and quietly in the background. It's not going to be an offensive noise. It's a nice, pleasant sound. No one's even going to notice it. It's not obtrusive. It just suddenly there'll be a gong and you think, ooh, it's your reminder to breathe. That's all. 4 or 5 deep breaths. Okay, you don't need to make a song and dance about them. Okay, you're not Pavarotti. You just need to sit there doing whatever it is you're doing. You're breathing anyway. And all you do is you breathe in slowly. Linger. You don't need to make the expression I'm doing. That's for dramatic effect. Breathe out. Linger. That's it. Just one of those breaths is going to make a difference. So whilst I'm chatting continuously, you do that. Do that every hour, your body's going to thank you. As well as that, every time you go to the loo, do a simple circulatory exercise, okay? You're going to the loo anyway, so the loo is a circuit break, okay? Putting the kettle on is a circuit break. Smoking is a circuit break. I don't advocate smoking, obviously, but it's a circuit break. So everyone who's a non-smoker, use that as an example. So and give yourself relaxation breaks, okay? And all you need to do is shake the body. That is what you need to do. You shake the body. Once you've got the hang of doing that, because shaking is one of the easiest, it's free, it doesn't require anything, you just stand there and you just do it. It's simple, simple, simple. Just do that. If you've been sedentary for a long time, or you've got illness, or you're elderly, and vigorous shaking is too much for your system, you just need to do this. Just do a sway, which becomes a shimmy. This is a shimmy. Just go to your body, okay? And if you're feeling tired, and you've got that horrible feeling of exhausted yet restless, and you haven't quite got the energy to get yourself up, sort of Jane Fonda style, and sort of jumping around, leaping around, you think, oh, I can't be bothered, I don't feel like this, just do this. And what you'll notice as you do this is you can start to increase the tempo. Okay, it's simple and it's free. And then eventually you can build up to tapping the body, ideally using a bamboo tapper, which we can also demonstrate as well. One of the easiest ways to get the circulation moving vigorously in the body, and your body will thank you for it. After 1 minute, you're going to feel better. That's what you need to do. And the answer is also, that's how you do it. You've got to get the circulation moving, and how you get the circulation moving is by injecting simple 1 minute practices into your diarized routine, which puts you first and everything else second. Even though I know you're thinking, yeah, but I've got all this I have to do. Yes, I know. But if you don't do this, you won't operate correctly, and then you are running on empty. And then eventually that will become symptoms, and they will start as low level symptoms, and they will inevitably get worse if they don't get addressed. So that is the system. Now, obviously systems already exist, but a lot of the systems that already exist are so ancient and perhaps have come in from other cultures that they don't necessarily seem as translated as they could be to the modern day person just buzzing around trying to keep on top of their lives. So I thought, right, I want to distill all of this and make a system that makes sense to everyone, that nonetheless hooks into the existing system that we already have, which is brilliant in many ways, which is the standardized Western medical healthcare system we have. And anything I'm telling you to do right now is in relationship to speaking to your GP. Nevertheless, the alternative healthcare system is a brilliant system, which we just need to understand. Why is it not here if it was that great? Because of what's been going on over the last couple of thousand years, which we've been colonized, politicized, industrialized, and modernized. So we've forgotten, okay? So all we needed to do was know that. Okay, there was your Big Bang intro. That's what's happened. The whole universe was colonized and modernized. And then it was industrialized. And now it's wherever we are now, right now. Anyway, you know what I'm trying to say. Right, so the point is that that's what's happened. And then as a result, we're no longer aligned, which we need to make sure we do. We are putting everything else first, and we're not diarizing ourselves first and diarizing the routines that we need. We're not making our circulation move smoothly, and therefore we're starting to get sort of fraying apart at the edges, and we need to start doing some simple things which are going to rectify the fact that life around us has modernized and industrialized to such an extent that we're like this. All you need to do is some simple things to get it back to here. That's what you need to do. Once you've done that, you build on it. Once you've done your 1 minute things, then you can ensure that you are adding in your walking, adding in your stretching classes, adding in paying for a therapist to do specific things, and understanding what it is that you need doing and to what end you are doing those treatments and how regularly you should be doing those treatments. That's the final bit of the jigsaw. During the course of the podcast, what we're going to do is take you through the entire Own Your Health system. Okay, we're going to go into a deep dive into how the body manages itself, how the body gets sick. We're going to look at some of the key complaints that people come to me with, lack of sleep or getting woken up in the night, or the menopause or weight gain or stress, brain fog, hair thinning, skin conditions. We're going to look at some of the kind of the biggies that basically affect all of us at some point or other in our life. But what we're always going to do is hook everything back into this fundamental system, which is the answer laid out. And there's a fact sheet, by the way, to support this as well, okay, of why, what, and how. It is a joined up, clear system which answers those three questions and leaves you in the driving seat of understanding what it is that you need to do for your body, like brushing your teeth, but for everything else, alongside seeing your medical practitioner at the same time. So I hope you found this episode enjoyable and interesting. Do please leave me comments below if there's anything particular that you'd like me to talk about. We are now going to go on a journey together where we talk about this ad nauseum and we dance around this fascinating and absolutely quintessential topic. Never mind what other podcasts you're listening to or what else is going on in your life. Health is wealth. Without your health, your life is compromised. And so therefore, I want us to basically get as healthy as we possibly can and get the alternative healthcare system back into its rightful place, which is in your everyday practices. So thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you next time.